Colette O'Shea from Limerick has been named Netwatch Family Carer of the Year at a national awards ceremony being held in Dublin this lunchtime. The annual awards highlight some of the extraordinary work done by carers around the country. Colette's husband, Kieran, has motor neuron disease and dementia, while her son, Luke, has advanced Crohn's disease. Catherine Cox is head of communications with Family Carers Ireland. She's attending the ceremony but has taken our call this lunchtime. Catherine, thanks for speaking to us. Welcome to the programme.
Thanks so much, Brian.
So the recipients are receiving their awards, I think, as we speak, and we've a little sense there of Colette's situation. But what kind of roles are these winners being acknowledged for?
Yeah, so the awards are very much about recognising the work that family carers do every day, quite often behind closed doors and many people not even knowing the level of care that they are providing. There's 500,000 family carers across the country. We just have 8 of them here with us today, and 4 of them are under the age of 18 because they're young carers. But they care for loved ones at home, whether it's a child, an adult, or an elderly parent or relative. And they do it out of love for the person they're caring for. So it is such a crucial role in our society. And while these awards are about recognising and saying thank you to those carers, they're also about raising awareness of the work that they do, the savings they make to our state, and really putting pressure on our government and our society to support them in their caring roles.
COVID, of course, was a particularly difficult time for carers. Respite, for the most part, was suspended. Has that been reinstated now?
It hasn't. I mean, some respite has come back, but to be honest, even before COVID, respite was totally, it just never met the target or the needs of families across the country. We know there where you live almost determines what respite you will or what you won't get. So respite is a bigger challenge than ever. But I think now carers are also suffering with the cost of living crisis. You know, they cannot turn off their electric wheelchair that's charging. They cannot turn off their electric hoist. They have to keep their heating on all winter round. They cannot turn it off at night. Colette, our family carer, who is our national overall carer of the year, they have their heating on in one room at a time because they cannot afford to heat their whole home. That's how difficult they are struggling financially, and carers are struggling emotionally as well. So it is very difficult.
All right. Well, listen, caring for the carers is an important issue as well. And we'll let you back now to the lunch, Catherine. But thanks for talking to us. Catherine Cox from Family Carers Ireland.